Hey, this is Paul McLeod of Paul McLeod and of the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
This is a song called Giants.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home, the show that is named after that album right there. That was the late, great Paul McLeod there from Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario. A song called Giants, kicking off the show today. This is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, here once again, live from the safety and security of self-isolation. Hopefully you are enjoying some self-isolation sunshine or something today. Do something to make yourself feel good. Listen to some great music. Talk to a friend. Go for a walk. Do things to help pass the time as we look forward to resuming life, perhaps better than it was before, eventually. We're going to sit back and listen to some good tunes today. The new releases are, the faucet, I think, is being turned off pretty rapidly. There's not nearly as much good stuff coming out these days, so we gotta figure out what we're gonna do for the whole show. I'm not getting many requests anymore. I mean, people used to call us and send stuff in when we were live, but not so much anymore. I don't know why. I'd love to hear your requests. You just gotta email them now, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in my basement. Well, live for me, not live for you, in my basement. Hanging out, listening to tunes. We kicked it off there with something from Paul McLeod. I love Paul McLeod. I named the show after that album. And he's just been kind of one of those guiding spirits. One of the reasons why I do this show is to keep music like that alive. And the other day, our pal, our mutual friend, Lynn Jackson, who's also in Kitchener-Waterloo, she's been posting these covers on the socials there. And she covered that Paul song and sent it out to me. And I thought that was pretty great, pretty nice of her. I love that song. Got me thinking about Paul. So I wanted to play something for you. And maybe I better play you something from Lynn as well. I always like this one. Maybe even, might even have to play you one or two more Pauls just because I can. So here's Lynn Jackson with a song that, you know, hopefully is, well, I don't know. No, I guess depends how you take it, really. It's called Wake Up With The Sun. I don't necessarily mean you should be getting up when the sun comes up. But it would be nice if it was sunny, you know, more often when we wake up. So sleep in, wake up after the sun. That's what I mean. Tell the band to go home.
Spinning. involve you. the sea. We're walking in the evening by the ocean. Now we are splashing naked in the water.
Holidays indeed. There's the Great Sky Diggers featuring the late great Paul McLeod on a cover of the great Jesse Winchester song Biloxi there from their live record There and Back Live. And we'll talk more about that in a second. Before that, something from Paul from his fine record called Bright Eyes Fade. We heard A Clear Thought. And Lynn Jackson off the top of that little set with a song called Wake Up With The Sun from the album Down In The Dust. Good stuff. Good stuff. That last one is from a live record, obviously. You know, the latest social media challenge is to post the covers of 10 live albums. And my pal Shaleem tagged me in one of those. And it's a bit of a mixed blessing that, because I kind of hate live albums, like with a passion, usually, because they're just kind of noisy and annoying versions of records, of songs that were better on the original record. So it kind of drives me crazy. Live albums, they're only good usually when there's stuff that you can't hear elsewhere, such as that last track there, that was never recorded anywhere else, that's for sure. Or when you get a band that is just so different live, that you need to kind of understand the live experience outside of, the studio records. So I've posted a couple of these things on the social medias now, and, I thought maybe I'd play a couple of tracks from some of my picks for live albums. Like I say, usually it's just like, a band that I love that happens to have a live record. Is it essential in the band's catalog? Generally, no. Not really. There are very few bands where you can say, like, you know, this is one of their best records and it just happens to be a live record. Unless you're Peter Frampton or Cheap Trick, maybe. But this next one is an interesting one. I posted this one the other day, and this one is great for a couple of reasons. Number one, it was this guy's first full-length record. He had an EP out. It was a great EP, but it was like 5 songs or whatever. Those songs started to get some attention. He started playing around and started building up a following. Time to put out a record. What do? Record a live album. Wait, what? Huh? It didn't really make any sense to me, but his band was so good at the time, and he had all these songs. And this seemed like kind of the quickest, easiest, maybe cheapest way of getting them out there. I don't really know what the thoughts are. I guess I should ask him. But it's an amazing document of an artist kind of coming into his own and unleashing a bunch of great new songs. The other great thing about this record is that it helped create one of the best live music venues, the most important live music venues in our city, if not our country. This is the first real music concert performed at the Park Theater. Now, the Park Theater up until that time had been a movie theater, and they rented out videos and stuff. And they decided to try it out as a concert venue with these shows. And it was a huge hit. And now they, you know, occasionally play music or play movies and mostly do concerts. Well, when you can go to things, of course. So I want to play you one off this record. The other thing about these songs is that most of them were never recorded anywhere else. And there's a lot of great, great songs on here. So it's a cool record. I don't know if it's still officially available, but if it is, find yourself a copy. It's called The Live Beta Project. It's by J.P. Ho and the Truly Richards.
I know you run to your mama, 'cause it turns you away. It ain't your fault you ain't under his protective gaze. You don't cry, you don't cry, you don't cry. You never shed a tear. You said, I'm gonna do what no one would dare and get the hell out of here. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across, yeah. Carry so many secrets, and you bury the blame. Your headaches flow from addiction, and you lost all your taste. You don't try, you don't try, you don't try, try to understand. You said, now that I'm out, yes, I figured it out, all I've made my last stand. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across, yeah. You don't like to be someone that you ain't. You said, I need a minute, just give me a minute before I leave this place. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across. That is the nicest thing that I ever thought. That is the nicest thought that I ever have come across. Thank you.
Can we get four shots to Jim Beam Bourbon up the stage?
Are you serious? Get off the stage, Dean. You're done.
By four guys whose choices all were poor. Well, they started a little band, and oh, this can be sure. Said, man, you can live a good life if you know what you want. And the easiest way that we can see is by playing that honky tonk. Play most every week. It don't matter if the bar's full or if they play to empty seats. They'll look you right in the eye and say it's not fame that we want, cause it ain't about being the next Garth Brooks, about playing that honky tonk. Money, cause they drink it all away. That don't matter much, cause they just like to play. I told you all before that their choices all were poor, but when they play that honky tonk, it don't matter anymore.
Mary cried and forgave me. it took me back again. Said if I haunted by freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't wanna be, I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef. Like the winds that bring high tide, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me afraid to face Mary. I barely have the strength to tell. Skies are not so black. Mary took me back. Mary is broken, your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Mary is waiting, down on a shack by the sea. Even after I heard, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. I wanna get away, I just can't stay. Woman, let go of my arms. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. I'm running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never more will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
Thanks a lot.
Back. I'm moving on. Oh, here
gone. Yeah, it passed me like an 88. He's moving on. Move on! Happy gay wheel rolling down. Means you do love and that ain't a coming back. He's moving on, he'll soon be gone. Well, it passes gay like an 88. He's moving on, just moving on.
The late, great Billy Bud Cowsill there from his creatively titled record, Billy Cowsill Live, featuring a young Colin James Munn on guitar. Apparently, old pal Stu found some vinyl copies of that record somewhere. I gotta talk to him about that. Stu, if I haven't emailed you yet, let me know what the deal is. I need one of those. Not too many in existence, apparently. Stu's got whatever exists. Or he did, anyway. Maybe I blew it. I often do. Double shot of Billy Cowsill, actually. Before that, we heard the Codependents, which is a band that that Billy was in Calgary for a bunch of years with, like, Steve Pinio and a bunch of Calgary guys. And they played all the time, these rock and dance parties, and you can imagine how much fun those were. By hearing those records, and really there's no other document of either really Billy Cowsill solo mode or the Codependents. So the live records are where it's at, and they capture really well the spirit and the energy of what those live shows must have been. I can't imagine a studio recording of either of those things being as good. So in those cases, live albums were the way to go for sure. Before that, the Sadies, they have a hell of a live album. It's called In Concert Volume 1, and it's kind of like it's two discs. The first one is them ripping through some of their tracks. And if you've ever seen the Sadies live, you know what an amazing live band they are. And I will take a Sadies live show over a Sadies record any day. I've got like every Sadies record. I never listen to them. But I do listen to that live in concert one because that's where the Sadies are. I'll go see the Sadies anytime they come to town. But I don't know why I keep buying their records because I never, ever listen to them. To support the Sadies, I guess, when you get right down to it. Disc one is them ripping through their songs. Disc two, they invited all kinds of special guest friends to record, to come and join them at these shows. I think they were at the Horseshoe. They must have been at the Horseshoe. That's like Blue Rodeo and Gary Louris and Kelly Hogan and all kinds of people. We heard Jason Fleming with Nico Case and Garth Hudson from that second disc. Before that, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, another band that is just so good live. You can't really go wrong with a live Poor Choices show. And studio records from the Poor Choices are impossible to find. I don't have any myself. I wish I did. But I do have some stuff on these Winnipeg, the High and Lonesome years. John Scholes, he recorded some of his favorite bands down at the High and Lonesome and put together these compilation records. And they're absolutely amazing. They give you the spirit of what it's like to hang out down at the High and Lonesome Club really, really well. And there's a bunch of bands and stuff on there that also didn't really record much else anywhere else. So it's a great document of a great place. And especially in these days when we can't go there, they're great records to listen to kind of remind you how much fun it can be hanging out down at the High and Lonesome Club. We also heard the Rio Statics in there from Double Live. We heard something recorded right here in Winnipeg, a song about Winnipeg, the Royal Albert, Joey 2, and the Rio Statics, such a great live band. And very, like their studio records are amazing as well, if you ask me, but they're so different in concert, and that's why it took two discs of this thing to get to get it captured, really, of all the weird and wonderful things that happened to them live. If you can find a copy, it's a great introduction to the band. It's called Double Live. And off the top, J.P. Ho and the Truly Richards there from the Live Beta Project. All right, we're talking about great live records, and, well, I know somebody must be thinking, maybe we should hear this one, so why not? Here's another guy, very different live, I would say, than his studio records in some ways. The live show is just a ton of fun. I mean, he doesn't really do the songs any different live than he does in the studio records. They're just a little more rocked up. Not the most engaging live performer. He doesn't really tell a lot of stories. And if you go see him a bunch of times in a row, you'll realize that he does the same show every night. But it's such a good show. Oh, man. I got to get out to see this guy and his band again sometime soon. In the meantime, get up off the couch. You know what he always says in this song. The best part is always better if you're moving when it happens.
All right. We'll start this next set with a song about the North Texas, Southern Oklahoma crystal methamphetamine industry. Kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know he no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. He's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride, back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got a Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. Caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to the chipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. It cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. My cousin Roscoe Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois. Raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different. Thought he'd just come on down. He's gone to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's. You know the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody ran the stoplight at the Shawnee bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. Some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were two-way champions now. it won't be this year. No, there won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the bear dam primers from some East Bloc nation that no longer needs a man. Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Have us a time. Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon, and they ride downtown where everyone can see them, and they burn all night, you know they burn all night, you know they burn. And them skinny little halters and them second cousins to me. Man, I don't care, I wanna get between them with a great big old heart on like a old Bodark fence post. You can hang a pipe rail gate from do some sister twisters till the cows come home, and we'll be having us a time. Having us a time. Texan pride, back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that corner pasture into acre lots. He sells them owner financed strictly to them. It's got no kind of credit, cause it knows they're slackers and they'll miss that payment. Then he takes it back. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. He drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. We're gonna strap them kids and give them a little bit of Benadryl and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time. Have us a time. We'll be right back.
subtle disguise. I will try to listen to exactly what she means, but it's never quite what it seems. It's all these in-betweens with her and me. But we used to talk the night away till there was nothing left to say. But then it just stayed that way, or nothing left to say. Well, I think that I saw her new boyfriend, but it's all it means to an end. So I dissolved back to a friend. Is this a trend? There are times when we're almost like before, but a little less can be more. At least then you're sure where you stand. So now look at me, tell me what you see. No matter how you remember me to be, come on now and look at me. Why can't you look at me? Look at me. Look at me. Why can't you look at me?
The Mighty Mike Plume Band there with a song called Bird's Eye View. Now, their studio records, especially Song and Dance Man and Fools for the Radio, absolutely brilliant, essential. Couldn't leave without them. But there's a great, great live record as well. It's called Born So Long Ago Live, 1997 to 2002, which kind of capped up their, you know, initial run together. And it's a pretty great document of what a tight, amazing, just powerful live band they really were and continue to be whenever they get together. I got to see the band back together last year, and without any rehearsal or anything, they just jumped in and were just as great as they had always been. So there's no doubt about what a great chemistry they had. But for me, the real benefit of this live album is that there's a DVD. If you can ever find the DVD, it's called Born So Long Ago Live. It's just packed with extras. And I know DVDs are dying faster than CDs, but I love some of the great music DVDs that I have that have so many extras on them. That one, the Blue Rodeo one, is absolutely excellent. There's a few in my collection that are just so great because they have so much extra stuff on it. And you know, in the Netflix world, we kind of miss out on a lot of that stuff. So that's a shame. But that's a great one if you can find it. Before that, we heard something from James McMurtry, the absolutely wonderful live record, Live in '03. We heard the classic Choctaw Bingo. There's another essential live record. He's got a couple, actually, and they're both great. But we usually go back to that one, Live in '03, for sure. We're going to take a little break and pay a couple of bills. We're going to come back and play some new stuff, talk about what's going on in the streams this week and all kinds of other things. Please stay safe, stay home, stay clean, and stick with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.